محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم دمان محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم the messenger محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم the prophet محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم the mercy to mankind محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم O Muhammad, we did not send you except as a mercy to mankind. حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي إلا الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي إلا الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي إلا الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله أو محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين لهم الدين My dear brother and sister in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah and nur and qabool in everything we say and we do. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us poor to Him and accept our tiny effort and open for us and for you to understand the message. This is introduction number 3 of the series of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last messenger and prophet to mankind. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help me to remember all the thought I want to share it with you. Before I forget, I made a mistake last time by using a word in English called expose. And exposing is not a really a good word. But what I meant the message of Islam today is not really fully comprehended and understood by Muslim and non-Muslim. And in this series, all my aim in only one topic, one point, which I believe is missing from Muslim and non-Muslim alike. And when I said the word expose, what it means actually in my heart and my niyyah, my intention, is how to let you know the beauty, the essence, the wisdom, the understanding, the fully comprehending of this message of Islam. And this message, it has many essence and many lesson to learn. And this lesson to learn is the main message of Allah to us. For example, one of the things I forget to tell you is every messenger and prophet, some of them came for a few people, some of them came for a nation, some of them came for a group, some of them came for a period of time. But what we're dealing with is a man. Allah chose him to come as a kafatan linnas, to come completely for mankind and all human beings and even jinn and all creature. Now, I want you to share with me, especially Muslim, how a man will receive the message in 23 years can be a messenger and a prophet to mankind. Because, and this is my message in case I die tonight, is everyone call himself a Muslim. He has to carry the message, live the message, and live his life to spread the message the maximum we can. Because no messenger or prophet after this messenger and prophet. By this way, this man will see when the time come. His message came as a mercy to mankind. Mercy to العالمين. عالم الإنس والجن. Mankind and jinn. And to all the creature. All the creation. We will see when the time comes. But just I want verify and clarify what I said in the last time. Also, some terminology we have to understand also. A messenger and a prophet is also acting in a behalf of Allah the Creator, the Almighty God on earth. What it meaning? They carry the message and they want us to remember the Almighty, the Creator. By this way, they are almost like the ambassador, the representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty in earth. And what it mean? Once you embrace Islam, you carry the same duty, minus revelation. We do not have revelation, we do not have Angel Jibreel, but we carry the message. It just, I won't verify this a few points. Now, we stopped at when Ibrahim alayhi salam, he left Hajar alayhi salam with her infant baby Ismail in a place has nobody. And with the blessing of one woman, obey her husband, obey Allah, rely on Allah, believe in him, have complete certainty and faith in him. Her husband left her alone. And we know this is a very powerful sacrifice and belief from her behalf. And from here, we will see a very important point. The point is, the majority of the great even messenger and prophet, we will find out something very important. The seed. The seed of them was blessed by the Almighty. What it meaning is, the belly, the woman, the mother, which a lot of people today, they call Islam name an oppressed woman. And when we look, and if we go back, how Jesus Isa alayhi salam came, the blessing of a mother. The mother of whom? Not even Maryam, her mother. We're not here to talk about Maryam alayhi salam. You can go back to the series of Messenger Prophet and listen to how Jesus Isa alayhi salam came about. The blessing of the mother of Mary, the mother of Maryam, when she really want a blessing baby. She have Maryam, and Maryam alayhi salam was pure, not been touched by anybody, but the blessing of her mom spread in her seed, generate Isa alayhi salam. In here, in this session, we're going to talk about something very important. And this also one of my main belief in my life today and one of my main message today, and we will see it together. Ibrahim alayhi salam, he left his wife Hajar with her infant baby and he went back to Jerusalem area to meet his previous wife Sarah. And we will see, he start coming back and forth, or going back and forth, visiting his another wife, Hajar. Check them out. And during this time, something happened. The first tribe to come was from Yemen. And this tribe settled down. Later on, Ismail alayhi salam grew. And we have in here a few major points. We have to really go through it. When Ismail alayhi salam, this infant, become a really nice young man, between boy and young man, meaning you talk about 14, 16, something like that. When his father went to him, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and said, "Oh my son, I saw in a dream, Allah command me to slaughter you." And again, if you want the real essence of the story, you go to Ibrahim alayhi salam's story. But in here, it's just I'm scanning different point because I have a duty to remind you how the seed of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam came about. And in case you never listen to anything, you can go step by step with me. And I give you the lesson of it. Now, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trial him, trial Ismail alayhi salam, trial Hajar. By this way, Allah trial Ibrahim, Ismail, Hajar, father, mother, and son, for the obedience and sacrifice, obedience and ultimate sacrifice. And what the son? He said, "Oh father, do whatever you commanded to do. Satajidani insha'Allah min as-sabirin. You will find me insha'Allah with the will of Allah from the patient one." What about Hajar? Again, obey, believe, and rely. I want you to stop in here and learn how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed this family. It's not a talk, it's not a speech. Believe after believe, trial after trial, sacrifice after sacrifice, elevation. Because we'll see now, later on, the seed of Ismail alayhi salam, this is the seed of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we call it the seed, because the seed of a prophet and messenger always a very pure blessing seed. And in here we stop. And for you as a young people, and other parents, what you want your daughter to marry? Whom? Whom will marry your daughter? Whom will marry your son? And for you as a young man, what woman are you looking for? And for you as a young woman, what kind of men are you looking for? And we'll come through that in a few minutes, inshallah. Now, Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hajar and Ibrahim alayhi salam and his son Ismail, all of them pass, and we know the story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a sheep to be slaughtered in the behalf of the son after the complete obedience and the willing to sacrifice. When this done, what happened? Allah elevate all of them. By Ibrahim alayhi salam, see another dream. And another dream, O Ibrahim, in this place where the Kaaba located, build or rebuild the house of Allah, the first house of Allah in earth. And we know again, this house was already built by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in earth. From early one, but according to the majority of report, has been lifted or destroyed in the time of the main flood by the water Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created to vanish the time of Noah, Nuh alayhi salam. And according to the majority of report, it was left remnant, left over of the Kaaba in this place. But Ibrahim do not know. But Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah give him a gift. The gift is to be the father of Messenger and Prophet, and the one he will build the Kaaba with his own son, as a blessing from Allah to both of them. And this is, you see, always Iman, faith, trial, you pass elevation, Allah give you a higher duty and higher bounty and higher mission. This is how it go. But today we think higher meaning, higher money, higher status, higher pleasure. No, it has nothing to do with that. If we living journey of Iman and the purpose of this life, we will find out is the more we get closer, the more Allah will choose us to be a part of something higher, higher mission. And this why, again, my main concepts in this session, to remind myself, you Muslim and non-Muslim, is we went too far from the track of the message. We think the message is to worship, to make salah, to fast, to do zakah, to do hajj, the pillar of Islam. But we forget this pillar, this worship, this ritual to generate Iman, to strengthen our Iman, to develop the connection and oneness, to develop the closeness. But all this for what? To carry the message. To carry the higher goal, which today we do not think about it. And this is why we become more selfish, more into ourselves, and we think, by worshipping Allah, I did my job. No. Worship is for you. Worship to benefit you. Worship is a sign of obedience, is a part of your obligation. You're not doing nobody a favor. And all this worship, just to develop the oneness and the strength and unity and part of obligation for the bigger goal. I want you to remember that. And we will come through that little by little. Now, Ismail alayhi salam, he's chosen to be a part of this blessing, duty, and honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them to elevate and build the house of Allah, the first house of Allah in earth for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do. Ibrahim alayhi salam reply, and his son Ismail alayhi salam reply, and we stop in here in a few moments. A lot of Muslims do not know that. Is when Ibrahim alayhi salam get the command to slaughter his son, the shaitan, the devil, the Satan, came to him to stop him. And he tried to deceive him. Similar to Ismail alayhi salam, similar to Hajar. But in all the whisper, and all the deceivings from the devil, they obey Allah and hold tight. By this way, we also know, in every mission, and every struggle, and every elevation, and every command, and every trial, the Satan, Shaitan, will not leave us alone. If we honest, if we sincere, we will continue our obedience. And we will try. And if we have some diseases in our heart, Satan will succeed and will not continue in our journey. And this is what happened to all of us today. May Allah save us from ourselves. May Allah save us from shaitan, the Satan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the sincerity and honesty to live for him. Now, Ibrahim alayhi salam, with the will of Allah, Allah chose him, and Ismail alayhi salam, they built the Kaaba. And after that, we know also, when Ibrahim alayhi salam built the Kaaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him make dua. What's the dua? ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. O Allah, accept from us. You are the all-hearing, all-knowing. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك أو مسلمين لك. And O Allah, make us completely surrender and submission to you, submitted to you. ومن ذرياتنا, among our progeny. You see in here, scholar said, among our progeny. He cannot say all. Because Ibrahim alayhi salam was a bounty and wisdom of Allah. He knew not all the progeny will be obedience. By this way, something else we have to know. Doesn't mean I marry and I have kids. I have control over my kids. I have control over their guidance. We only try. Each one will get guidance from Allah according to what Allah written for them. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكْنَا And teach us, Ya Allah, and show us the way you want us to worship you. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا And give us tawbah, repent. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ You are the owner of repenting, and you are the owner of rahmah. You are Rahim, the merciful one. And when the building was growing up, when the building was coming up, Ibrahim alayhi salam used another rock to stand over it to go higher in the building. And during this time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him another bounty. He make this rock, and according to what he said, did Allah make it or it was softer to the point the feet of Ibrahim alayhi salam was sinked in, and Allah lifted this way until today. By this way is a sign of the obedience and the noble cause of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and a blessing to Ibrahim alayhi salam and his progeny. He did this job. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell Ibrahim alayhi salam to get up and make adhan and call the people for hajj. Call the people to come to worship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Ibrahim alayhi salam one of the report, he said, Allah, how I can call them? He said, Ya Ibrahim, you call them and I will allow them to hear. And everyone go to Hajj is the acceptance of the nida' of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam until the day of judgment by the power and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're scanning every story. We're not going to all the details. We're just focusing in the essence and the major lessons to be learned. The detail, you'll find it again in many books and many another lecture. But in here, I want you to go step by step and see how Allah elevate one family for the obedience and sacrifice. Ibrahim alayhi salam go again, and we jump over the time, and we scan the time, and we flip the pages, and we see Ismail alayhi salam as a young man get married. And Ibrahim alayhi salam one time coming to visit. When he knocked on the door, And a woman answered back. He said, where's your husband? She said, he's away. He's trying to get us something. He said, how is your life? She said, miserable. How are you eating? She said, nothing, very little, this and that. Anyway, the point, she was not content and she has no thanks in the way she talked. He tell her, tell your husband, give him salam and tell him to change the door steps of your house. When Ismail alayhi salam came, he said, is anybody came? She said, yes, somebody came and knocked on the door and gave you salam. And he said such and such. He said, this was my father. And he told me to give you talaq, to divorce you, and to go back to your family. And in here, we learn something. As a Muslim woman, as a Muslim wife, you're not supposed to share the detail of your life to anybody, even the member of the family. And also, you cannot show any sign of lack of gratitude or thanks to Allah. And otherwise, you be considered not a good person. No complaining, no talking about the style of life you're living with your husband. To nobody. Anybody tell you how you're doing? Alhamdulillah. Thank Allah. And you show always gratitude and contentment. We'll see now. Time go by. Ismail alayhi salam marry another one. And Ibrahim alayhi salam came to visit. He knocked on the door. The voice came back from the door. He's away. How your life? In mashallah, our life, alhamdulillah, everything is fine. We thank Allah. How is your food? Oh, big meat, a lot of food. The provision of Allah is a lot. We thank Allah. He said, when your husband come, tell him a man came, and he tell you to hold tight in the steps of your door. Ismail alayhi salam came, and he asked her, she tell him, he said, this was my father, and he tell me to hold tight in you, you are a good woman. Why we stop at the story? Because the story will generate the best seed ever done or came to mankind. The seed of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Ismail alayhi salam from Hajar, and Ismail alayhi salam and this content, thankful wife will generate the beginning of the seed of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By this way, we can see the first lesson in here, how important the purity of the seed and what the qualification of the seed. May Allah forgive us. Because the majority of us coming with corrupted seed. Some people ask me, what about me? I'm just a new Muslim. And my mother and my father and everybody is so corrupted. How? I tell you, we are rahmah of Allah. We are chosen as a rahmah of Allah. Anyone have any good quality and some guidance, thank Allah, because nothing in this earth, nothing in this life can be higher. Allah can give you more than guidance, and to thank Him and be content. And this why we should really thank Allah day and night for the guidance, and be content, and do not look to the minus in material. Because if we living the message, jealousy, envy, cheating, hate, this and that, loving ourselves, greedy, selfish, will be diminished. And when this happens, now we can be illuminated and elevate this message and spread it. And there will no way we can carry the message with a lot of disease. Because this today, my dear brother and sister in Islam, we have a disease. We think I go to a lecture, I get some tapes, I listen to scholar, I memorize, and I want to give people lecture, and that's it. No, my dear brother in Islam. Unless we live the message, we sacrifice for the message, we show Allah, we're ready for the message, we do whatever it takes. And when people also look at us and see us with the right manner, with the quality, people are hungry for quality. And this is my message all along. And again, for you as a young people or a parents, think how Ibrahim alayhi salam dealt with his son. He didn't said, what status, what tribes. I can go through that. But I do not want to burden you with a lot of detail now. We have to know also, all these tribes, they get closer to them, was from Yemen. By this way, we know now, in Arabic Peninsula, the first two group was living in this area was Hajar alayhi salam with her son, and later on the tribe came from Yemen. And this call from group called Jirham or Qabila Jirham from Yemen. And we can see Allah chose certain people for certain people to carry certain blessing mission. By this way, again, for you as a young people, think it over. Who will carry my baby? Who I will marry? And for what purpose? For what goal? And what kind of a person she is or he is? What kind of parents he have? What qualities he have? Do they really have faith? Are they really generous? Are they kind? Are they humble? Do they really want Allah? Are they patient? Are they content? Are they really happy with minimum? And you do not ask for too much. This is a quality of a mu'min. And also if they aim high, what it mean? Not for a building, not for a merchant. No. I'm not saying merchant is no good or building no good. But we can see none of this topic was really relevant in the history of messenger and prophets. Why? They teach us. They are the role model for us. The most important part, the pure seed, the humble seed, the content seed, the thankful seed, the one, it only looking and want and desire the pleasure of Allah. And when Allah look at us, look at our seed, look at our heart, and find us we sincere, and we really mean it, Allah open. And even if, by the will of Allah, something else written, at least we do our job. We try. And we can say to Allah, we try. And this is why Allah gave us the story of Lut alayhi salam and Noah alayhi salam. They try. But the wife and the seed was no good. Now, by this way, the lesson in here, the main lesson, who we choose to get married with and for what goal in life? Do we really have a goal? Do we really have a mission? Do we really want to be the real custodian and ambassador of Allah on earth? And we carry the message, like the way the Messenger and Prophet carried? Are we ready to sacrifice whatever Allah give us to elevate His name and to share this another thing? Because it will never happen without sharing and willing to give and willing to sacrifice. And sacrifice is a big word. If you look in the dictionary, sacrifice meaning what? You give what you have. Not 1%, not 2%. You're willing to give everything. Hajar was willing. She gave her comfort. She gave her husband. She gave everything. And she obeyed. And she lived in a place with nobody there. Ismail alayhi salam, he was willing to obey Allah and he obeyed his father. The father ready to obey and slaughter the love of his own son, the only son at this time. And the wife, the mother, was the only baby, the only child, and a child grow in the front of her. And when a child grow, the love increase, the attachment increase. But what she said also, she said, oh my husband, if Allah command you to do so, obey Allah. By this way, you will find the obedience of mother, father, and son. And this three obedience is what we need today. Because this obedience and willing to sacrifice what create the blessing seed. The one can be accepted from Allah to carry the noble cause, the blessing cause, the message of Allah. By this way, my dear brother and sister in Islam, is not how much we talk, is how much we read, how much we argue. No. Is one topic very important. How much we willing to sacrifice. And during this obedience and sacrifice together, this how we mold our nafs. We humble ourselves. And we show Allah we ready. And we willing to have no attachment of this material life. And we really believe in His bounty. And this is why if you go to back to the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he set the role model of the ultimate sacrifice with himself first, with his son, with his money, with everything. And this what we're lacking of today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us sincerity and truthfulness to live the message and to be ready for us as a young and elder to choose the right seed for the beautiful corporation called marriage, the one will generate the production of the future of mankind, good or bad, according to our intention and our goal. If our intention is noble, if our goal is noble, we'll look for humble, humility, thankful, female or a male, want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the intention to get the blessing seed, the one can be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to live the message. To show mankind the message. Show, not talk. Messenger Prophet did not talk. They show. Yes, they talk, but they live the message. Because you cannot give people what you do not have. Like the early people said, فَاقِدْ الشَّيْءِ لَا يُعْطِي. The one who doesn't have, he cannot give it. And this is what's happening to us. We want to give da'wah. We want to invite people to Islam. But we forget we are empty of the quality and character of a Muslim. You cannot do that. You cannot share with people Islam and you invite them to Islam. You cannot invite them to the message and you are sick. Like one scholar used to say, imagine I'm standing in a corner selling cough medicine and I said the best cough medicine on earth. and I keep coughing. And I tell you, please take it. It's the best cough medicine. How you buy from me the best cough medicine earth when I'm coughing? Meaning it didn't work for me. Something is wrong. This is what's happening to us. We won't tell mankind. We have the best medicine. We have the best message. The only message from mankind, from the Almighty. But how when they look at us in our condition? By the way, one of the listening here, we have to stop and think, how I look like? How is my behavior? How I'm carrying the message? How is my character? How is my cleanliness? How is my appointment? Because we're supposed to be the leader of mankind, of character and nobles. And by the way, this is internal, inside your heart. If you do not mean it, Allah will not allow you. And this is another thing. You can do a lot of da'wah, but no fruit, no result, no crops. We need an action to be beneficial, accepted, blessed, full of light and wisdom by the Almighty Allah. And this is my aim today. My aim today, oh Allah, I am poor to you. I'm nobody, but I have a message. Oh Allah, accept ya Allah. The way you accept from the mother of Isa alayhi salam, the way you accept from the mother of Musa alayhi salam, the way you accept from Ibrahim alayhi salam, the way you accept from Zakaria alayhi salam. We need that. We need the poverty to Allah. We need to beg him and tell him, Allah, I mean nothing. I'm nothing without you, ya Allah. I'm only a word. But you can put light and wisdom and acceptance in my word and let it reach the heart of other. And oh Allah, forgive my sins and my weakness. I only try, ya Allah. I'm only poor to you, ya Allah. Today we need to call him. I call you, ya Allah. I call you, ya Baru, ya Rahim, ya Hanan, ya Mannan. Ya Akramul Akrameen, Ya Hayya Qayyum, Ya Dhal Jalal Wal Ikram. Accept Ya Allah. And put Barakah and light. One of this word, if Allah accept and allow it to reach you as a Muslim or non-Muslim, is enough. To realize what is the message. And we will see from this blessing seeds, Allah accept. And this is the beginning seeds will be later on developing the seed of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the last messenger and prophet on earth. Now we know is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose blessing seed for blessing a noble cause. Now, after that, is many kids, is many seeds to come, but again, Allah choose. By this way, Allah create and He choose. And now, I want to go with you quick and flip pages of the books and history and a time and see what happened later on. Later on, tribe after tribe, and we know the sons of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his progeny, was in this blessing land of Allah. And we know the seed of that came also from the tribe called Jurhum, Al-Yamaniya, from Yemen, Al-Qahtaniya, from Qahtan. And we know after that, many tribes come in this area. And now we're going to jump to many hundreds of years and to see what happened. Now the Arabic Peninsula has a lot of tribes from the East Persian Empire, from the West and North Roman Empire, and the Arabic Peninsula have the Gulf from the Eastern Northern area, the Red Sea from the West, and the Indian Ocean from the South. And according to the amount of report, the authentic one, the Arabic people at this time was in chaos. What it meaning? Tribalism, ignorance, no status, just merchant, attacking each other. They have a lot of bad habits and a few good habits, but the majority was very bad. By this way, from economy is not so good. From politics is a mess. From a style of life and constitution is none. Every tribe has its own habit and customs. They attacking each other. And what else? What kind of religion they have? They have too many. And from here, we go back to the statues and the history of statues. And one man, he went. And he was the first one to bring the statues in Arabic Peninsula. And we have left over a little bit of Christianity and a little bit of Judaism. But the majority of people, they have no faith. Or left over faith mixed up with a statue. Many of them competing for a different statue. Each statue is supposed to be God, or the one closer to God, or the one will allow them to reach God, or the one allow them to get help. You have some people believe in horoscope and superstitious stuff, magic, sihr, you name it. People used to, especially women, used to make tawaf around the Kaaba almost naked. Women sometime used to put a flag outside her tent, meaning if a man coming, you're more than welcome. Men used to go have intercourse with one woman, and if she has a baby, they make a lotto and see who will take the baby from them. Unbelievable mess. And this also in here, another lesson. Very important, I want to share it with all of you. Today, when any one of us get guidance, young or old, male or female, married or not, something happened. We always complain about condition. Let me tell you something. Go back to the early history. See the condition of the Arabic Peninsula when Islam came. Is a mess. Is a mess. Call it odd. call it tough, very, very tough. And this is a sunnah of Allah, by the way. Why? For Allah to check you out. What are you going to do? Are you going to stand up for your belief? Are you willing to sacrifice your status, your money, the loved one, a land, whatever? By this way, always the message coming in a time and a place which all the odds against you as a believer. Because Allah wants you to believe in Him, believe in His power, believe in His wisdom. You said, I need money. No. I need a status. No. I need politics ability. No. I need support. No. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to let you know He is the one. This is the sunnah of Allah. Every time a message comes, always the odds is overwhelming. And even if a few only embrace the message. And if you look all the people before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in Musa's time, he was attacked by Pharaoh. In Jesus' time, Isa alayhi wasallam, the same. The Roman attacked them. By this way, always the odds and big fight between good and evils. Between guidance and dunya, life, material. For Allah to check who will be the sincere, honest one, the one who hold tight and willing to sacrifice whatever we have for the better or higher goal. Do you see now? Every time we go to a very tiny step of the history, we find out it go back to the same thing. If you're going to believe, you're going to be trialed. If you sacrifice, you pass and you be elevated. By this way, if we're going to talk about the Arabic Peninsula time, it's beyond your imagination. All you have to do is a lot of books about that. To summarize it, like people summarize it, ignorance, tribalism, revenge. What more than that? When a man used to get a girl, it used to be like a nightmare, a bad day. To the point, sometimes you wait for a little bit, they decorate the girl, and they take her and bury her alive. Imagine the father bury his own daughter alive. What kind of heart of these people? Because they believe the girl or a woman brings shame to the family. We assure you what's going on. By this way, from every aspect, I call it just a mess. Now, during this time, and the time keep going, and the ignorance increase, and the people far away from Allah, always people in the middle of all the odds, from the old, the nonsense, from the material life, when they really do everything they want, they end up with emptiness. They end up with this chaos. And when this happens, always mankind is ready for what? For guidance. By the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the journey of the beginning of the light will start. And the seed of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will come alive. From this area, Allah chose it. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a wisdom. Why He chooses our area? Why now? We go back again. Allah create what He want and choose what He want. For a wisdom we want. And we'll discover something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also one of His wisdom. He won't show mankind. He can take the worst of mankind and make from them the best of mankind. But with what? With only one thing. With believing in Him. No empire, no wealth, no status. You need only one thing. You need a strong faith to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unity, rely on Him, trust Him, and obey Him the maximum you can to decorate you with the quality from Him. And if Allah decorate us with quality from Him, this is the quality we need to eliminate and carry the message to mankind. I want you to stop in here and recap all the messages and remember, is no any benefit of any message without understanding. If we do not gain the lesson to be learned and try to inculcate it, think about it, try to live it, supplicate, make dua to Allah, what's the value? By this way, my mission in this series to emphasize the messages and listen to be learned. By this way, today, please take it from me. Don't say my husband is this, my wife is that, but the people is this, country is this, government is this, situation is this, money is that. Why? We cannot talk like that. Once we go toward Allah, and once we hold tight and be patient, Allah promise He will change condition. He will give us the elevation. He will give us the tamkeen. He will give us the superiority. He will give us the ability. He will make us rise. But only in one condition, only one. Allah want one. He wanted this way. He want faith. And this why we will see when the message arrive, only one message. Have faith in Allah. Believe in Him. By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, we're stubborn here with the thinking and the reflection. Don't ever blame nobody except ourselves. Don't look to the condition. Look to the owner of condition. The only one can change condition is the Almighty. If we do the steps He wants, not ideology, not according to groups, and this my also mission and my goal in my life, is to tell you all the Muslim, stop all this division, and surrender and submission to ideology and go back to the message and go step by step and ask ourselves, do we have the right faith, the faith Allah will be pleased with, to the point Allah can change us, change our condition, change our ability, give us strength from His strength, open for us? And this will not done unless we believe, we sacrifice, we hold tight, we be patient, and our goal and our intention purely to Him, which is today so difficult because somehow we want everything. it doesn't work. You do number one, number two, number three, Allah give you the rest. It's not your job to think about the rest. But today we cannot do that. We're so weak. We want 5, 6, 7, and 8. But we do not want to 1, 2, and 3. My message, do 1, 2, and 3 first. There's no way. This is the pillar of all the journey. The rest in His hand. He promised. He promised of elevation. He promised of victory. He promised of ability. He promised of everything. In one condition, if we belong to Him. By this way, we're stubborn here in the importance of belief, have faith, don't look to the odds, think about my intention and my goal, who I choose to get married with, for what purpose and what goal, not blame nobody except ourselves, trust and have faith and rely on the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and aim high. He's the owner of everything. He's the one can give us anything if He want, in a time He want, the way He want. My dear brother and sister in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and help us to realize we are the one. We the one we need to be changed. We the one we need to wake up. We the one we need to cleanse ourselves inside out. We the one we need to rise above our dunya material life. We the one we should rise to the high call, the noble cause. And this, by the way, whoever Allah choose, He's the one, he or she. Because this always will be a few, not too many. But if this few have the quality and have the sincerity and the only goal in their life, Allah promise He will accept. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are pure for Him, toward Him, by Him, for the noble cause, to spread the mercy and guidance to mankind, to carry the message of Allah and His Messenger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah and nur and qabool in everything I say and we do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put blessing and light and wisdom and acceptance in everything we say and we do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us and decorate us with the quality and manner, the one it enables us to attract people. And people can tell, yes, these people have very high quality and we need it. Because when the people in chaos, when people finish all the material life, when they go to the ignorance, they need somebody to snatch them. They need the medication. They need the doctor. They need the one to take care about them. But what happens if the doctor is sick? This is the condition. The doctor of mankind is a Muslim. The one who carry and Allah give them the medication. But we cannot give the mankind medication when we are too sick. To the point people are scared of the medication. Do not want even look to the medication. Because the way we behave. And don't believe about, don't complain about Satan. Don't complain about government. Don't complain about nobody. Because you will see over and over again, is no way a Muslim can complain. He or she, if we have the quality, the rest in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to see the truth the way Allah wants. May Allah give us and be enabled to see and give us the wisdom and basira and guidance and blessing to see and give us strength and ability to be. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us to carry this beautiful message, the message of Allah. To when we die and we are resurrected in the Day of Judgment, we said, Allah, we try. We try our best. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us also the try our best. Because I'm guilty too. I do not try my best. And this only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us the ability, inshaAllah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين أجمعين. O Allah, please accept. O Allah, please accept. O Allah, please accept. And put blessing and light and wisdom in everything we say and we do. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wake us to the reality of the message, to the essence of the message, to the beauty of the message, to the mercy and guidance of the message, to carry it internal, external, and to elevate your name and spread the mercy to mankind and save them from their own ignorance and their own arrogance and their own torture of this life and hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.